It's Tuesday, May 14th, AD 2019. This is The World View in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Vice President Mike Pence gave his Christian testimony in his Liberty University commencement speech over the weekend.
Overwhelmed not with guilt, but with a heart overflowing with gratitude, that night I put my faith in Jesus Christ as my personal Lord and Savior, and it's made all the difference.
He went on to call attacks on Christian education as, quote-unquote, un-American. He also warned of coming persecution for Christians in this country.
Derives of the moment that we're living in today. You know, throughout most of American history, it's been pretty easy to call yourself Christian. It didn't even occur to people that you might be shunned or ridiculed for defending the teachings of the Bible. But things are different now. Some of the loudest voices for tolerance today have little tolerance for traditional Christian beliefs.
Israel Folau, the Australian rugby player facing a loss of his $16 million four-year contract over his public call to repentance and faith in Christ, spoke openly at a Sunday church service on the trial he is facing. Folau told the church assembly, quote, "All the materialistic things I have been able to have over the last number of years are slowly being taken away from me. It's been really challenging, but also it's been encouraging to myself to see what my God is actually doing," end quote. Apparently, Rugby Australia had offered some concessions, which Folau rejected, reports The Guardian. He said, quote, "The way Satan works is he offers you stuff that could look good to the eye and make you feel comfortable. And if you follow that path, all the worries and troubles will go away. But it is always the will of God that comes first," end quote. Folau is the all-time leading try scorer in the Super Rugby League. A try is comparable to a touchdown in American football. Trade wars are escalating between the two world superpowers, the United States and China. President Donald Trump announced over the weekend that he would increase tariffs on $200 billion of Chinese imports, taking the tariff rate from 10% to 25%. Beijing responded Monday with a plan to increase tariffs on $60 billion of U.S. imports. The blue chips were hit by the news, losing 617 points in yesterday's trade. Actress and singer Doris Day has died at 97 years of age. One of Hollywood's most celebrated stars, she was married 4 times and claimed the Christian Science religion for a while. She later left the Christian Science group for what she called, quote, "my own personal religion," end quote. The Lord reminds us in Matthew 18, "For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?" Montana Democratic Governor Steve Bullock has distinguished himself as the second governor to commend infanticide by vetoing a Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act approved by the state's legislature. You can send him an email or a letter of objection through a special link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. He joins North Carolina's Democratic Governor Roy Cooper in the unrighteous act. The Democrat governors from Wisconsin, New York, and Virginia have committed themselves to the same position of killing live human babies made in the image of God by neglect. In God's sovereign providence, America is facing the worst measles outbreak in 25 years, 839 cases total, and an additional 75